This film, inspired by a true story, contains characters, events, and dialogue which have been fictionalized for dramatic effect. 15 and pregnant.
I thought my mom would have let my dad move back by now.
My old man split when I was 10. It was the same after as before.
Not for me.
Starring Park Overall, Kirsten Dunst, David Andrews. A blonde-haired girl begins to unbutton a teenaged boy's shirt. He begins unbuttoning her shirt. They caress each other.
Love me, need me. If my dad never lived with us again, I think I would like...
Does your brain ever hurt thinking so much?
He leans over her and she stares at him. He starts unbuttoning her jean shorts. She helps him remove her shorts and underwear. Lies on top of her.
Don't say you love me if you don't.
He stares at her for a moment, then begins kissing her.
You want me to confide in.
A woman's in a kitchen.
Stop beating him! Mom! Rachel's letting Angus beg!
Why,
Mama? It's not sanitary.
Neither's your room.
Girls, quit arguing. Rachel, please do not chew with your mouth full.
If you tried that, you'd...
Adam, your breakfast is ready.
The woman picks up a woman's dress shoe on the floor.
Come on, Rachel, don't leave.
Tina, please hurry. Do not miss your bus.
As the blonde-haired girl argues with her sister, Rachel, the woman puts the shoe in her mouth for a moment as she opens a cupboard.
How come Adam gets to live with Dad?
Because he is messing up.
The woman takes a pill as she leaves.
Adam, get down here!
Later, the woman races into an office.
John.
Hello, Evie.
Evie races up some stairs.
Sorry. Okay. Anybody been by yet?
Well, no one you like, just Norman.
Oh, great. Oh, before I look at inspection assignments, could I ever see at any pending violations?
Good morning, Evie. That new nursery just off the interstate still hasn't complied with the correct ramp width yet. Now, I talked to the contractor on Friday, and he claims that the work will be done before the final notice. I'll make sure it is, okay?
Okay, here.
She looks at a blueprint.
Oh, no.
And should I start all over?
The blonde-haired girl goes into a restroom stall and sees blood on her panties.
Thank God.
She takes several pieces of toilet paper and folds them. She places them over the bloodstain. At the office copy machine, Evie talks to a friend.
I said, I hope Tina can make it through her 15th birthday without Cal.
Can you?
I don't know. He really broke my heart. And I asked Cal on Friday. Okay, I told Cal on Friday to deal with Adam. I mean, the kid lost his job at Parks and Recreation. It was a volunteer position. And then suddenly I realized, you know, I didn't want them together, having pizza for breakfast, making him laugh, shooting hoops together.
Don't want Cal to have any fun?
No, I want him to suffer.
At least you've got your girls at home.
Well, like, that's a break. You know, they've been fighting with each other even more than usual.
You'd feel worse if you didn't have them to annoy you. I wish Lori'd move back home and we worry about her and Allison. She's stubborn.
Yeah, well, that's a sign of independence. Supposed to mean you were a really good mom.
I don't care what they call me, if I could just get along better with Lori.
In front of a two-story home, a boy sits in the front of a van listening to music in his headphones. Evie comes out with a large duffel bag.
All set, Adam?
Look, Mom, it's no biggie. I'll still help you out with the trash and stuff.
She pulls one of the headphone earpieces off his ear.
I'll look after your car magazines for you.
He frowns and puts the headphone back on. She shuts the sliding side door to the van.
Dad! We're gonna be late again!
Adam's father, Cal, comes out of the house and goes to Evie.
This is all right with you.
As long as Adam doesn't walk in on you, Leanne.
It's over, Evie. I told you that. Look, I'd never let the kids visit if I was still seeing her. I thought you wanted me to help straighten Adam out.
Maybe you should try and straighten yourself out
first.
Oh,
Evie, for God's sake.
Let's not drag God into this, Cal.
She glares at him briefly as she walks away. Cal gets in the van.
Come on, Dad. Let's go.
Get your toothbrush.
Adam only nods as they back out of the driveway. Kids rush out of a school. The blonde-haired girl walks out and looks around. She smiles as she walks to a gray Trans Am. A dark-haired girl watches her go. The teenage boy leans over and opens the door for her. He smiles as she gets in his car. Soon after, the teenage boy and the blonde-haired girl are sitting with some friends near some train tracks. The kids are smoking and passing a bottle of alcohol. The teenage boy takes the lid off and licks the bottle's opening as the blonde-haired girl watches. He hands her the bottle. She takes a drink and grimaces. She hands the bottle back.
You guys want to take off? We gotta talk. I'll catch you later.
The blonde-haired girl watches as the friends leave.
Where's everybody going?
I got rid of them so we could be by ourselves. Just you and me.
She leans on him.
No, that's not what I meant. Look, we gotta slow this thing down. Coach told me to give me another chance.
Oh, that's so great. I'll cheer for you at all the games and I'll try it for cheerleading.
No, I want to chill a little. I can't hang out with you right now. Comprende?
For how long?
I don't know. Just through football season, I guess.
I thought we were going to be together forever.
July to October. It's almost forever for me. It's not like I'm seeing anybody else.
She pulls away from him.
I'll talk to you later.
She sadly watches him go join his friends.
Greg, come on, man.
Later at a mall, the blonde-haired girl peeks in a store window to see a red-haired girl helping a customer. Lori, the red-haired girl, talks to the customer, then goes to the blonde-haired girl.
What's going on?
The blonde-haired girl looks away.
What's the matter? Is it the guy Ray? Did you guys break up?
I thought we'd be together for a really long time. Now he doesn't want to hang out so much. He says it's like football season.
You're not pregnant, are you?
No!
Later, the two girls are in Lori's Volkswagen.
You sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I skipped my period last month, but when I told Ray, he said he'd never leave me because he loved me so much.
Thank God I got it today. Did you guys use condoms?
Once, in church group, Reverend McClay said if you use birth control, it's really bad because then you're admitting you're planning to do it.
So you didn't bother? I thought I was finally going to have a real boyfriend for my birthday.
Soon after, they go to a daycare where a little girl is playing.
Hi, baby!
Hi!
Hi, Lori.
You ready to go?
Mama's so glad to see you.
Let's go home.
Thank you. Come on.
Right. Bye-bye.
I got your anchor.
Bye.
Lori picks up Allison and they leave. Back in the Volkswagen.
Okay, Allie, we'll be home soon.
My stomach still feels kind of jumpy, Lori. I don't know why. I really hate looking fat.
Do
you think Ray would, like, really want me back after football? Can you try and do something for her, Tina?
Tina leans to Allison in the back seat. Later, Evie watches her children sing in a church choir. Enters the church. A man sees him and approaches.
Oh! How is the Spangler clan, Calvin? Tina's voice is a gift from the angels.
Well, thank you, Reverend.
You're welcome.
The Reverend watches Cal enter the sanctuary where Ebby's sitting.
Hey, Cal, what are you doing here?
Came to pick him up.
It's my turn. You brought them. I get them.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I've got to take Adam home. He bumps
to the car. I'll pick Adam up later. Just scoot over a second. Let me sit down.
till Reverend stops watching.
Later, Evie, Tina, and Adam leave. Rachel lags far behind.
Tina, did you borrow my baggy pants again?
You call those baggy?
Shut up.
Oh, right
Shut
then.
Up. We kind of overreact.
Stop it, you do. Adam, I do not know what you are talking about, but Tina, I'm telling you, you are not borrowing my things again without
asking.
I won't
borrow them again, okay? I promise. I didn't have anything else to wear.
Well, maybe you should try helping with the laundry.
It's morning. Bacon is cooked in a pan as Evie picks up a tea kettle. Rachel's putting candles in a small birthday cake.
Now, why do you think Tina doesn't want to have a birthday party?
Because she doesn't have a boyfriend.
Well, that is ridiculous. She's too young for a boyfriend.
Don't yell at me. I don't want one. Ever.
You mean you're going to stay perfect for me even after you become a teenager?
Evie pokes a smoke alarm with a broom handle. Tina enters.
Surprise! Oh, happy birthday, honey. Oh, I remember the night you were born. I was so excited.
What was Daddy doing?
Well, he stayed by your side for 24 hours and the nurse got really agitated.
Open the presents.
Ah, oh, it's from Daddy.
It's a necklace.
It's beautiful.
She hands it to Evie, then opens a larger present.
Oh, Mom, is this one from you?
It's a shirt.
Now, gray is as close to black as I'll go for 15.
I love it.
Happy birthday, honey.
I'm going upstairs to put it on.
Okay.
I'll get it.
I gotta go. Tina, what's going on? You're gonna miss your bus.
Larry!
Tina runs out, pulling on the bottom of her new shirt.
Oh, honey, that is really cute, but aren't you supposed to tuck it in?
If I can't wear it the way I want to, you can have it back.
Soon after, they're listening to the car radio.
Topic this morning, teenage pregnancy reaching epic proportions. Shirley from Beaverton, you're on.
Good morning, Larry. You know, I just wanted to say that in my day, children were not allowed to have babies in the 7th and 8th grades.
Well, what happened to them if they did get pregnant, Shirley?
Well, that's just my point. They never did. I mean, maybe there was one girl, but she was already in the 12th grade and got a really bad reputation on account.
They arrive at the school. Tina takes off her seatbelt.
Teen, have you or anybody you know, were you been sexually active?
Tina frowns, nods, and gets out of the van. Later, Evie's talking to Lori's mom at the office.
How old were you when you first had sex?
20, why?
Because I don't know if Tina just admitted having sex herself or just knowing girls that do.
Evie walks away and her friend follows.
You're surprised?
Yes. I mean, I thought maybe these pimply little boys just stuck their tongues down girls' mouths or felt around under their sweaters, but actually making love.
Where have you been? Remember Lori?
Lori was 17 and a whole lot more mature.
Almost 17, and I don't call getting pregnant mature. You know, I don't believe you. Don't you remember how I cried about it?
Yeah. Well, look how well she's handling it.
As a sales girl at the mall, taking a couple of courses at Van Buren, you think that's all Lori's capable of?
That is my point. Lori is smart. She is focused. She will make something of her life. Tina has always been immature. She has never done well in school.
If Lori is so smart, then how come she graduated with an infant? If she hadn't had the baby, there's no point.
How can you say that? That is murder.
Because I don't think it is. I love Allison to pieces, but if Lori wasn't saddled with a 2-year-old right now, she'd be living out one of her dreams.
A sign on a building reads, Silver Falls Teen Counseling Center. Tina, Allison, and Lori pull up.
I don't know. I thought I was okay, but then it was spotty and only lasted 2 days.
It's okay, Tina. That's why we're here.
I don't know how I really could meet, but I don't know.
Look, we'll find out for sure.
Here we go.
They go inside where teenagers are watching television.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we'll be joined by Channel 3's own Lida Lee with 10 great ideas for family fun this weekend.
A commercial shows a little girl and boy running through tall grass. Lori puts Allison down to change her diaper.
Does she always go that much?
She's poop.
What does she eat?
Applesauce, mostly, pureed vegetables, breast milk at night.
Tina grimaces, then looks at the TV, where a man picks up a child.
Life. What a beautiful choice.
What a beautiful crock.
The guy's really cute.
Oh, yeah. When I had Allison, I didn't get a handsome hunk or a field of flowers.
Tina Spangler?
Hi, Carmela. This is my friend Tina.
Later, the girls are setting a table.
You gotta tell him.
Ray already, like, totally disappeared. I left 3 messages at his house. Every thought I had since July was about me and him and all the things we do together. Now what do I get?
Mom. I don't know. One of these?
She picks up Allison.
Let me see your tootsies for a second.
Lori's mom answers the door. It's Evie.
Where are the girls? What's all the mystery?
It's 5 weeks since I've even seen Lori. And all of a sudden she and Tina had to cook us dinner.
Oh, here comes Precious Angel.
She looks wonderful, honey.
Oh.
But isn't her ribbon too tight?
Look, stop fussing with her, Jane.
It's pulling her hair.
Look, leave her alone. I know how to dress my own baby.
You better start talking. I can't take much more of this.
Tina stares at her mom, wide-eyed.
I'm pregnant.
Tina runs out. Lori's mom steadies Evie as she starts to fall back.
Now, you better get over here.
Soon after, Tina's crying as she hugs her knees. Cal enters. Tina runs to her father and they hug.
I'm sorry to let you down, Daddy. I didn't mean to hurt you.
Shh. I know. It's okay. Still my little girl. I'll stand by you no matter what.
A sobbing Tina runs upstairs. Cal sees Evie sitting on the kitchen floor, petting a large dog beside her. She stares at Cal.
I know you've got a paper due, so I brought my astrology book to look up the baby sign. Cancer, I think.
She's sleeping. We have to be quiet.
What am I gonna do?
You didn't tell Ray yet?
Tina shakes her head.
You don't have to have it.
I would never do that! I think that's the most horrible, wrong, gross thing you can
do! Okay, just stop shouting, because if she wakes up, we're finished. Totally. You could give the baby up for adoption.
Why didn't you?
Lori shrugs.
I'm not really sure.
I wish I had never slept with Ray. When I think of, like, how it was, I mean, everybody must be lying about it, because I thought it hurt a whole lot. He kind of pushed me into it, but I totally wanted to, partly just to get it over with. Will I have to give up soccer?
Lori rolls her eyes and goes to Allison.
Does she always do this?
What do you think? Oh, God. Try to go back to sleep while it's still a little longer. Please.
Later, Tina's wrapping a Christmas present.
I don't care what mom
said. What'd you say?
I said still planning to sing your solo in church tonight. Things aren't bad enough around here without you messing up.
You're not exactly the top of the food chain.
Alrighty then. Why don't you move into some unwed mother's home or something? Then I can move back from Dad's and take over yours.
Tina hits him angrily.
You should have told us instead of making Mom and Dad do it. You expect me to face my kingdom. Everything isn't about you.
How could it be? Everything's always about you.
Probably get away with more now. Maybe that sympathy stuff works on Mom and Dad. But don't expect us to feel sorry for you. Come on. What do you think was going to happen? You know exactly.
Later, Tina angrily brushes her hair. She drops her hairbrush. She leans over her bed to pick it up and finds a stuffed animal under her bed. She sits on the floor, hugging the stuffed horse. She fiddles with the cross charm on her necklace.
I'm sorry I sinned.
Tina jumps back onto her bed and wipes her tears.
Tina?
Come down for lunch. Are you all right?
I can't go to church tonight, Mom. I can't sing. Just tell everybody I got the flu. Please.
I don't want you in the house by yourself.
You'll have to hire a sitter to watch me and my baby.
Evie watches her daughter for a long moment, then sits next to her on the bed. Tina leans on her mom's shoulder.
When you were little, I could always tell your cry, even on the playground, from all the other children. How did this happen? How could you get kissed and me not even know it?
I didn't do it to hurt you.
Evie puts her arm around Tina. Christmas wrapping paper is strewn about the house.
Hey, Mom! Look at this!
Adam throws a toy airplane into the kitchen.
Adam! Look at it! Hang on!
Adam changes the TV station, but Rachel turns it off.
You can watch your game upstairs, Adam. I was getting ready to practice the piano.
No, Spanky.
Just get it back.
Mom!
If Grandma wants to go first.
Me!
They both run for the phone.
I got
it. Don't tell her, Mom, please! Don't let Rachel or Adam tell either!
She runs into Adam in the hall.
Don't have to worry about me. But Dad probably already told her. You know how nosy she is.
Tina covers her mouth and runs to the bathroom. Later, Evie, Adam, and Rachel are waiting to eat Christmas dinner until Tina arrives. A pale Tina sits at the table, takes one look at the turkey, then covers her mouth as she runs back to the bathroom.
Tina? Rachel, go upstairs and check on your sister.
I don't want to. I'm hungry.
Angus!
Evie goes to the door. Rachel and Adam start eating. It's Ray.
Merry Christmas, Miss Spangler. I'm Ray Wood. How you doing?
How am I doing?
His smile fades.
Is Tina here?
We are having Christmas dinner. You can come back and see Tina tomorrow.
Her eyes are wide as she slams the door in his face. Tina comes downstairs.
Who was at the door?
Your friend Ray. I told him to come back tomorrow.
How could you? You had no right!
Under the circumstances, I have every right.
He drives away at a health club.
Still trying to figure out why, after years of sex education and Tina going to church her entire life, she still knows nothing about safety or sin.
Walter died. Lori was 8, so our rationalized was not having a man around. One guy to hold her so badly she caved right in. I don't know about Tina. Hal's always been a tender dad to her.
He's been great with her. Never critical or judgmental. Right from the start, when we left your house, he came right over. He told her how he felt. So sensitive, so kind. Once upon a time, he treated me that way.
Maybe he will again. That's why I never remarried. Not that there were so many offers. But Walter was just so good to me. Of course, I didn't have him around all that long. You never know how things would have turned out. What's Cal think?
He says it's Tina's decision. But he thinks we should consider adoption.
He's right.
Tina says she'd never give up her baby. You know, part of me wants to comfort her, but part of me wants her to really suffer the consequences, too.
We discussed doing anything?
Please, let's not talk about that again.
Nobody's in favor of abortion, Evie. Sometimes a lousy choice is better than no choice at all.
I don't think Tina expects anything from this guy, really, although you should have seen the way she acted when he came over to our house. You know, she's gonna miss so much and she doesn't even realize it. Hey, but what do I know? I was gonna be free, have a different kind of marriage than my parents. Lots of hugging and kissing, uninhibited sex, candid talk. And I saw Cal in those bib overalls, his cute butt on that tractor polishing that seat, and that was it for me.
and Julianne.
Rachel's with a friend eating pizza.
Girls do die in childbirth. I'll run it in Time magazine in my mom's doctor's office.
I still don't believe it.
It's true. Said 20%. I think they keep it a secret. Because then no one would have babies at all, and then there wouldn't be any more people.
Good. It'd be better if we just had dogs.
Did you spend Christmas with your mom or your dad?
My mom's house. But mostly with Angus.
Dee Dee's folks got divorced. She spends Christmas Eves with her mom and Christmas Days with her dad. She gets presents twice.
Later, Rachel's lying on her bed petting Angus's head. She picks up a gingerbread cookie and feeds him a bite. She takes a bite of cookie herself. Later, she's at the front door with her bags packed when her mom enters.
Where are you going?
To live with Dad.
Carrying groceries, Evie closes the door and sinks to the floor.
You can't just run away from it, you know.
Why not?
You've got to find a way to accept it.
I don't want to, and I don't want to live in the middle of this mess.
That is not the way sisters behave in nice families.
Nice families don't have pregnant 15-year-olds.
Hello?
Cal tries to open the door. Evie stands and Cal comes in.
I'm ready to go.
You didn't talk to your mother about this, did you?
She sadly looks at her dad.
Wait outside on the porch, Ray. Please.
Fine.
She goes to the front porch and takes Angus with her. Cal goes to the kitchen where Evie's taking some medicine.
Rachel came up with this idea herself.
And that lets you completely off the hook?
Is this really about Rachel, Ev? Don't you think we need to talk? What are we doing here?
About what?
About what? Tina? Us? What? Pick one.
I don't want to talk about either. I don't think I have the strength.
Well, I do. Now, what's this boy prepared to do?
He's 16. What's he gonna do? Take her away on his skateboard?
Maybe we should try his parents.
By the look of him, I don't think he has any parents. I checked records down at work, county records. He lives with his mother and two younger brothers out by the old mill on 16.
Is Tina really sure she wants to keep this baby?
Tina is 15. She is hardly capable of making major life decisions.
Looks to me like she already made one. Why don't you talk to her about adoption?
I cannot believe we disagree on this. I could not have one of my children or grandchildren being raised out there in the world by total strangers.
Well, just who'd you have in mind?
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far yet.
He nods.
Well, you and Tina could probably raise this child on your own. If you're going to do that, would you at least consider letting me help?
No! Don't even ask me that yet. I don't know if we'll ever be together. But thank you for wanting to.
She moved away. Leanne did. Before Christmas, she went to Tucson. She's got family there. I only just heard about it at Denny's.
Lori's dropping Allison off at daycare.
I'll be back soon, okay?
Rosalie
and Ian and
Cassandra
and Dad?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Lori frowns as she leaves.
I hate Mondays. I have 3 classes and 6 hours at the mall, and Allie's stuck there till almost 7.
I hope I'm as good a mother as you.
You remember how I flipped out at James? I try not to scream, but sometimes I just lose it. I even jiffer. I buy cheesy diapers just so I can get myself some makeup or something. I mean, kids are cheap, and when they need something, you gotta get it.
What happens if she gets sick?
I miss school and I miss work. I already have two incompletes from last semester, and I've gotta keep my grades way up so I can get that scholarship money and transfer out of here. I'm gonna do something with my life. I mean, maybe become an art historian. I might get to study in Paris.
I don't know. What's wrong with sticking around here? There, it's the Grand Trans Am.
They pull up near Ray's car.
Look, don't expect too much. You know, he's just a guy. He let you down before. What am I gonna say to him? That you're having his baby.
Look, here. Take this, just in case you take a cab. And pay me back later.
Thanks for bringing me here.
I used to ride my bike out here, but not the way I look now.
Tina holds the money Lori gave her as she gets out of the car. She watches Lori leave. Ray comes out of his house. She crosses her arms when she sees him.
Your old lady's as big a bitch as mine. Look, I came over on Christmas.
That was 10 days ago. I called you 7 times.
I heard about the kid. I'll be a better father than my old man.
He rubs her stomach.
Mad?
Not doing that much with my life. Might as well have a kid, right? I'm really glad we're having him young, too. That way we won't be too old to, like, take him to the playground and stuff. We can dig the same rides at the fair. We can grow up together. Just the three of us.
She tries to kiss him.
Hey, take it easy. I didn't say we were getting married or anything.
She smiles, and they kiss several times. In a locker room.
Oh my God, Tina!
Are your parents letting you keep it?
All right, ladies, let's zip it up and get it outside. We have a lot to cover today. Come on. Let's go.
The dark-haired girl walks out. Later, Tina's playing soccer. Cal's in a school office.
I'm sorry, Mr. Spangler. Tina's never fully worked up to her potential. But we expected more from her, too.
What's happening here? This is junior high.
We used to attach an enormous stigma to unwed mothers.
Well, I'm not so sure that was altogether a bad thing.
On the soccer field, the ball hits Tina in the stomach and she falls to the ground.
Tina!
Hey, wait! Give us there!
No, coach is there!
Mrs. Knapp runs an excellent program for teen mothers. We'll transfer Tina over there immediately, and if she applies herself and works hard, then maybe we'll be able to see that she finishes.
No, there's no maybe about it. Tina's going to finish high school, college too.
He stands.
Did it ever occur to you that maybe you're making it too easy for these kids to have babies? That maybe you should be teaching them about what it's like to really parent a child instead of what happens between a sperm and an egg.
And what are you teaching her? You're her father.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mrs. Carley. I was told Mr. Spangler is in your office.
Yes, Mary, what is it?
Mr. Spangler, your daughter just fell out on the soccer field. She's on her way down to the nurse's office.
Is she all right?
Oh, I'm sure she'll be fine.
Later, Cal enters a doctor's office waiting area with Tina.
Have you seen Dr. Ross?
I can't hear you. Would you please speak up?
My daughter, Tina Spangler, is here to see Dr. Ross. The teen center called?
Age?
46.
Tina's age.
Oh, 15.
Date of her last period.
Cal stares at her as others in the waiting room watch. Later, Tina quickly sits up as the doctor approaches.
Hey, Tina, I haven't done anything yet.
Oh.
She lies back down.
I thought you did.
Would you like your parents to wait outside?
I'll wait outside. Let your mother stay.
Don't be mad, Mom, but it would be better if you left too.
Well, she's just 15.
Come on, Evie. Tina will be right outside, okay?
Tina nods as he leads Evie away.
They were beginning to make me nervous.
Would you like to hear your baby's heartbeat?
Sure.
I called the counseling center when I couldn't reach you. I didn't know what to do. Should I take her to Doc Carlson?
I'm ashamed to take her there. I mean, this woman seems fine. Do you think our health plan will cover Tina?
If they turn us down, I guess we'll just, you know, have to dip into our savings.
Tina's college fund?
He shrugs.
Oh, I met Miss Crawley. She said Tina has to start the Teen Mothers program. She doesn't have a choice.
Later, Evie and Tina are walking to a trailer in back of the school.
Oh. Well, when I was in high school, a girl got pregnant our senior year, and I mean, she just vanished off the face of the earth. Nobody knew where she went, nobody dare ask. I mean, she certainly didn't get to finish high school in plain sight.
This isn't plain sight. They're trying to hide us. If our bellies didn't stick out, nobody would even know we're over here.
I'm just trying to tell you how it used to be.
Great, thanks.
Do you want me to come in with you?
Don't bother.
And in addition to trying to keep up with our regular academics, we'll explore what's happening to your bodies, how it affects you and your loved ones. We have a unique opportunity to help support one another. I like to think we're a community, a kind of family. And I'd like you all to be able to speak freely about your feelings without fear or humiliation.
Later, Tina's leaving the trailer as the dark-haired girl approaches her.
Tina. Do I know you?
No, but I'm a sub on your soccer team.
Oh, I was. Oh, that's why you look familiar.
When's your baby due?
June.
How are your parents taking it?
It's just my mom. She's not taking it at all. She threw me out.
That makes my mom sound like a saint.
My friend Linda, her mom is a saint. She's letting me stay with her till the baby.
Melanie!
There's my boyfriend, Paul. I gotta go. Mine's coming tonight. See ya!
Hey!
Melody and Paul run to each other and hug.
Dylan, baby.
Tina smiles. Later, she's with Ray.
My family's all boys.
I still hope it's a little girl.
It won't be a little anything. My old lady's babies are 9 and 10 pounds. My brother Sean was 11.
Evie slams the front door when she sees them leaning on Ray's car.
Hey, Miss Spangler, you want me to drive?
No.
She glares at Ray as she goes to her van. She watches in a rearview mirror as Tina and Ray kiss behind the van. They stop when she revs the engine. Tina gets in and sits next to her mom. Ray gets in the back seat.
If I crack the window, can I smoke?
No.
Evie frowns as she backs out of the driveway. Soon after, they're attending a class with other teens and their parents. Ray's eating some food that's been provided. Tina pulls him into a seat.
Welcome. Thanks for coming. Now, I know that some of you are very frightened by what's happening to you now and what's going to happen to you in the future. I want to tell you first that pregnancy is not a disease, and that none of you, despite how you may be feeling this first trimester, are ill. Now, there are lots of myths about childbirth. I'm sure you've heard some of them by now. And most of them involve labor and delivery.
Melody raises her hand.
Yeah.
I heard that sometimes you poop when you're having a baby.
Yes, sometimes. Late contractions or pushing may cause bowel movements, but it's nothing to worry about. I've never known a doctor or a nurse to get grossed out, and your babies won't hold it against you. Okay, now this first chart is a side view of the female reproductive organs. This is the cervix, the vagina, fallopian tube, ovary, uterus, and bladder. Any questions? Okay, this is a head-on view of the vulva or the outer reproductive organs. Now, I suggest that each of you squat over a mirror when you have plenty of privacy and light available and educate yourselves about your bodies.
Ray moves his arm away from Tina's shoulders and frowns. Later, Evie's on the phone.
I swear to God, Jane, when he walked behind my van, I wanted to run over him.
Should have put it in reverse.
I really considered it. And the way Tina looks at him makes me sick.
Come on, don't you remember what that felt like? Such an innocent time.
Well, then why are they in this mess?
She's just a kid, Evie. Cut her some slack, will you?
You know, I really want to, but I want to kill her, too.
Evie, calm down.
Okay, you're right, I will. Okay, so, Where can I get the hippest maternity clothes?
There is no such thing as hip maternity clothes. But try the Emporium out at the mall.
Later, Gina and Evie approach the Emporium.
Do you remember your great Aunt Virginia, born in 1902? Now, she was the first woman forest ranger, and I mean, that was before women were allowed to be anything. I mean, she lived all alone in the Appalachian Mountains, fighting off the elements, staving off bears. She lived quite an adventurous life.
Everyone in your family always refers to her as poor Aunt Virginia, the childless one, the virgin.
You miss my point. You can grow up to be anything you want.
I just want to be a good wife and mother and make my husband happy.
Tina glares at her mom as she walks away.
Look at this stuff. It's disgusting.
Well, I thought that's why you wanted me to bring you here, to buy maternity clothes.
Are you crazy? It's bad enough being pregnant without having to look like a total loser.
Well, you should have thought of that before you had sex.
Evie glares at her wide-eyed and storms out. Later, Tina and Lori sit at the mall as Lori eats.
You should have seen the stuff she thought I should wear. The only maternity clothes I need are 3 pairs of overalls. You'd think it was going to bust her.
Mm. That's why I like having my own money.
Like, have something to eat.
I feel too sick. I throw up every morning. Sometimes in the shower, sometimes when I brush my teeth, as soon as I take those nasty prenatal vitamins. I'm afraid I'm going to puke my baby out.
Worse things are coming. How come being pregnant gives you pimples? All the girls in my class have faces like pizzas.
Lori almost gags on her bite of pizza.
Is he getting fat bad enough?
I don't know. It's some hormonal thing. That's all they talk about in class.
And they make you sit at these tables. I guess nobody's stomach fits under a desk. I wish this whole thing would make Ray want to clean up his act. It sure helped me. I'm not smoking or drinking at all, no matter what. I wish I could tell my mom I cleaned up, make her feel a little better. But she had no idea I was into anything before. Oh, Ray says he's gonna marry me after the baby's born.
Yeah, that's exactly what Woody said.
Why are you in such a bad mood?
Look, when you've been up all night long with your kid's ear infection, ask me again.
Later, an ultrasound's underway.
Take a look.
Evie and Tina look at the baby on the ultrasound monitor.
Little baby.
You want to know the gender?
Sure.
Are you sure you really want to know?
Tina nods.
Okay, then. It's a big, strong, healthy boy.
Tina smiles.
Thanks, Dr. Ross. I just love guys.
Evie scowls at her, then glances at the doctor. At school, a red-haired girl stops as Ray pulls up in his Trans Am.
That's right.
The girl gets in the car and they drive away. Later, Evie and Tina enter the classroom.
Ray's got a new job, Mom. He has to work late, but he'll be here in a while. He's really excited. It's a little boy.
Tina sees Melody, who's frowning.
Oh, hey. What's going on?
What am I gonna do?
Paul dumped me.
Evie pulls Tina into her seat.
This is Karen Gattatis, and she wants to share with you what it's like to be a teen mom. I really appreciate her coming down. She's still pretty tired, just getting used to four-month-old Tiffany. So you might find her story pretty terrifying. But I think it's important that you hear it from Karen's perspective, because she's been there and sat where each of you is sitting tonight.
The teacher takes Tiffany as Karen stands in front of the class.
When my boyfriend said he was going to marry me, I believed him. I was sure we'd make a perfect family, have a little house of our own with a Christmas tree. And we were going to decorate it any way we wanted. But he split. We haven't seen or heard a word from him since Tiffany was born. Maybe if she'd have been a boy.
Tina looks at the clock that reads 8:15.
But now he gets to live his life. Play sports, sleep late, party. I spend my time changing diapers, filling bottles, and washing nasty-smelling clothes. She never sleeps when I want her to. Sometimes I beg her to. We're both always tired, and all she ever does is cry and cry and cry. And I don't even know why she's crying half the time. I get to stay up all night, work two dead-end minimum-wage jobs, so I can pay $250 a month for babysitting. I have no money. I'm lonely, and I'm exhausted. I have only one friend left from before the baby.
Tina frowns and looks down.
And it's about to happen to all of you. And you have no idea.
Later at Tina's house.
I've got it! I've got it, Mom!
She takes the phone into her room and shuts the door.
Where were you? You would, like, ask me that now?
Well, Joe says everybody said you...
I don't care what he said. It was my first time. How would she know? That's not true. No, it's way too late. Never. No. You can't.
Her chin quivers.
Ray?
She starts to cry as she hangs up the phone. She sits on her bed and puts her hands over her stomach.
Little boy. This is your mom. Nobody wants you born but me.
She sinks down further as she hugs her stuffed animal. A bus pulls into a station. Cal approaches with Rachel and Adam. They watch as the driver and passengers get off. An older woman with a cane smiles as she gets off carrying a basket.
Hi.
Cal helps her off the bus.
So badly behaved on the bus, they refused to feed you?
Oh, that sodium. There wasn't one fresh thing in those fast food places. Oh, my, you do favor your grandfather.
She glances at Adam, then hugs Rachel.
Ah, where is everybody? Debbie and Tina think they can hide from me for 2 weeks, huh?
Cal smiles as they all head to his van. Later, Adam's eating a donut.
We could open a donut shop at the mall and get really rich.
Oh, that sounds tempting. Spending my days in a shopping mall and my nights counting money. Don't talk with your mouth full either.
I'm not kidding. I mean it, for reals.
Well, we'll see. When you're ready, I'll give you the family recipe.
She dunks a donut in powdered sugar.
Do you love your sister?
Which one?
Clever boy. I imagine you love them both, but I'm asking about Tina.
I guess so.
Then you start acting like it. You're Tina's brother. You can start helping your mom out more, too. You want to grow up to be a man, don't you?
He nods.
Well, men help their mothers and their sisters. And not because they have to, because it's a thing to do. It's as simple as that.
Later, Tina's trying to button her skirt over her growing belly.
Yeah? How's it going?
I'm trying to cure diabosis because nothing fits anymore. I look like a fat pig.
No, you don't. How do you feel?
Huge. But at least I finally stopped puking.
I want to throw you a baby shower, Tina, okay? Till at the end of the month.
I'll invite everybody I know. I'll get everything my baby needs. Thanks, Jane.
Pick a Saturday and call me. You know your friend here forbid me to do it for her, so I'd be thrilled. I'll tell your mom it's all set then.
Okay.
Jane leaves.
How come you didn't let her give you a baby shower?
I don't know. I think I was too ashamed, you know, and Woody had split by then.
Ray didn't show up at the last meeting. He promised he would.
Look, forget him.
I know he cares about me. I guess he just got scared or something. And I don't think you should get married just for the baby if you can't get along. I thought Ray was really cool. He probably has a new girlfriend already.
As a matter of fact, I saw Ray with somebody at the mall.
Tina frowns.
You did? What'd she look like?
Cheesy, really skinny. Ray's a loser.
Tina looks down at the floor. In the kitchen.
Of course, you should definitely defend Tina against Cal's mother. She'll need protecting.
I've never been able to protect Tina from anything.
The deed is done. If you give up on her, she'll run away from you just like Lori did from me. Tina's getting pregnant is not your fault. It can't be. If something happened to Lori, it would have to be mine. Here, come to Grandma. See, Grandma?
Good girl. You're a precious angel.
Jane holds Allison as Lori enters.
Hey, baby. It's time for your nap.
I didn't
know this. Let's go, Jane.
Thank you all. Thanks for having us. Bye.
Evie shows Jane, Lori, and Allison out.
Bye, Allison.
Bye. Be careful.
Thanks.
Bye.
Evie grabs the vacuum cleaner and starts to plug it in. She goes to the dryer, tosses down a laundry basket, and puts clothes in it. She picks up the basket and puts it on the kitchen table. She folds a t-shirt. She picks up a girl's undershirt and stares at it. She slowly sits and puts her hand over her mouth, then on her forehead. Much later, a doctor walks in as a very pregnant Tina lies on an examination table.
Where's Dr. Ross?
I'm Dr. Warshaw, Tina.
Everybody disappears, Ma. I want Dr. Ross.
Dr. Ross went back to Boston to train in neonatology.
I don't even get to say goodbye.
I'll be handling your pregnancy from now on, so just try to relax and lay back.
Tina rolls her eyes.
It's okay, Tina.
A lot of patients waiting. All right. Let's see.
He examines her belly.
I wish Dad had brought me.
So do I, but he's busy trying to keep your grandmother out of our hair.
Well, young lady, between the development of the placenta and your low weight gain, I want you from now on only to attend morning classes and rest in the afternoons. I'll give you a note. Start gaining some more weight.
What? I look like a blimp already. If I get any fatter, I'll never go swimming again.
The doctor looks at Evie as she pats Tina's shoulder. Later, Evie's folding laundry. She goes to answer the phone.
Hello?
Why didn't you send one of these shower invitations to any of my relatives?
Why should I?
It's my kid, too.
You dumped me first.
My old lady's buying a stroller, a car seat, and a swing for it.
Evie's listening. Later in the kitchen.
So, it was your idea to keep this baby, huh?
Tina and I agreed from the start that we would just not be comfortable with one of our own out there in the world somewhere.
This baby will grow up with problems of his own. Your love for infants is getting in your way, Evelyn. This is Tina's baby, not yours.
At some point, a child will live with that fact. Maybe you should, too.
So just because I have failed with Tina means I shouldn't be allowed to raise any more?
Girl, you're not thinking clearly. You've already got one family and a marriage of your own to save. I just don't think that any of you are equipped to take on this baby. She's just a young girl, Evelyn. She thinks she knows everything. At 15, she gets older. She's going to realize just how much she doesn't know. Maybe she needs a kitten.
Look, there's a little boy inside Tina's stomach that's coming out this summer, and there's just nothing I can do about it except try and make the best of it.
She glares at Cal's mother, turns away, and sips her tea. Later, Tina's at the mall. She sees Ray snuggling and kissing the red-haired girl upstairs. She bumps into a man as she goes up the stairs and storms toward them. She hits Ray in the shoulder.
Ray, what I never want to see you again.
That won't be a problem.
He'll get you pregnant and leave you too.
Ooh, Tina, you don't look so good. And all of you totally go for that mother thing, don't you? My old lady's in the store right now buying it out. You're really going to score big at your baby thing.
She slaps his hand away and glares at him.
When you get so tough.
Getting over you.
With a swish of her ponytail, she leaves. The red-haired girl stares at Ray at Cal's shop.
Move back home and take command.
Mother, this isn't Vietnam. You can't just charge in.
It's not making any sense. And I still haven't figured out why you separated in the first place.
Evie and I are living apart on purpose, to give each other some
time.
8 months,
have you decided if you love Evie?
It's not about loving her.
Then get on with it, Calvin.
It's not that simple, Mother. You're operating without all the facts.
Well, what are the facts?
I'm trying to earn Evie's respect.
Stop trying so hard, Calvin, and just do something. Evie's your wife.
It's the same conversation we had at Christmas. You have to talk to me like I'm 12.
You forget about yourself for a second. You all have too many feelings. The family you created, Calvin, is a mess.
One is stuffing her problems back with carbohydrates. Another's hiding under those head things. You're staggering around. Effie's about to erupt. And Tina, the one who's supposed to be in trouble, is in better shape than the rest of you. Though I don't know how. Because no one has given that child any real guidance or limits.
That's enough.
He hits the table. Later, he puts his mother's suitcases into his van. Rachel and her grandmother walk out arm in arm.
Let me come live with you on the farm. I'd be no trouble. I'd work really hard.
Oh, darling, I love having you, Rachel, and you'll come soon. But right now, your mother and your sister need you.
Tina never thinks about anybody but herself. Why can't she give the baby to some couple who can't have children and need a kid?
I agree with you, darling, but even if we can't convince them, they still need your good sense and strong faith. And you'll feel better about yourself if you try to help them. Okay?
She kisses Rachel's forehead, hugs her, then gets in the van.
Thank you.
Cal hands the luggage to the bus driver, then goes to his mom.
Look, Mother, I know it's hard for you not to be able to solve every problem we have, but that's not the only thing we want or need from you. As soon as you leave, we just go back to flapping around, making our own messes. There's nothing you can do.
Well, I'm just sorry you're mad at me for speaking my mind. But I can't just stand by and watch.
No, you've never been one to stand by and watch. You've always spoken your mind. Regardless of how you want us to live our lives or how well-intentioned you are, we really are trying to do the best we can.
She hugs him.
I know you're trying hard. Try harder.
He frowns as she gets on the bus. At the baby shower, Evie sits in a rocker as Jane checks her watch. Outside.
I was just remembering one New Year's Eve when you were 6 and I was 9. He wanted to stay up till midnight, but you couldn't.
I still have that problem.
Not for long. When you're about 35, you'll get to sleep in again.
That old?
Yeah, unless your kid falls in your footsteps, and then you'll become the young grandmother who raises his. You still won't get any sleep. But my calculations would make you about 55 before you get any sleep again.
Oh, I need my fruit juice. Hurry up. Laura, get me my fruit juice.
Inside.
It's getting late. Where's everyone?
Later, Lori washes dishes as Tina puts food in the refrigerator. Evie stands in the doorway and sadly watches them. Lori leaves and Evie stares at Tina as she leans against the fridge. Later in Tina's room.
I'm sorry about your party. I know how much you were looking forward to it. You worked hard on the decorations.
Tina wipes away a tear.
I'm glad Melody and Linda could come. Sometimes people can be unintentionally cruel. I do wish it had turned out exactly the way you'd want it.
Don't you think I know it wasn't supposed to be like this?
I just wanted to protect you from all the bad things.
And I just wanted to be excited about all the good things. I don't want to feel so bad. Maybe I am wrong for sleeping with Ray. And maybe it is a sin against God. But being pregnant gives me something to finally really look forward to. It's all mine.
Is that what you needed?
I wanted to, like, know what love is. How it feels inside. Especially when you're not sure from looking around you. I mean, you and Dad were always fighting, and then you threw him out. But to me, it looked like he was a good dad.
Well, things aren't always that simple, Tina.
Well, then explain it to me.
Well, I can't.
Well, I'm going to be able to explain things to my kid.
Well, I hope you can, Tina. All I can say is that I am so sorry you could not feel our love for you.
I thought I wanted to feel loved by Ray. Why, the whole world was so hung up about it. I thought it would help me keep him.
And what do you think now?
I don't know, really. Everybody thinks it's bad for me to have a baby. But at least I'll have someone to love who'll love me back.
Babies take a lot more love than they give, Tina.
I don't know, Mom. Sometimes it seems like there's nothing else to do.
Evie stares at her, then looks away. Evie goes to the door and looks out. It's Rachel and Cal.
Hi, Mom. Angus and me want to come back home. Is that okay?
Yeah, come.
Grandma told me to.
They hug. Later.
I just feel so bad for Tina. No one's interested in her baby or glad or excited for her.
How can we be?
At the doctor's office, she started bragging about how she was going to breastfeed. Instead of being proud of her for making an intelligent decision, I wanted to hide.
Our daughter is going to start high school as a mother.
That's a fact we can't change, Abby. How we deal with it, that's something else.
She nods.
I forgot how good you are at the emotional stuff.
She sits next to him.
You know, I've been thinking how we switched roles in this crisis, but it's always been that way.
You deserve some kind of credit for that.
Yes, I really think you do.
He smiles and looks down.
I want to come back, Evie.
Her eyes are wide.
You ready to let me come home?
I'm not sure I'll ever really be able to trust you again. Oh, I know Leanne left town. But then there's always...
I didn't say it'd be easy.
She looks away.
There's going to be another child in the house for you to worry about. Somebody else for you to pay more attention to than me.
You'll have to give me a little more time.
Later with Jane.
And his mother probably made him swear on the Bible. I was so nervous myself I could hardly focus on Rachel's coming home. I hope she didn't feel ignored.
How was Cal?
Nice. When we started out shaky, but it ended up nice. He wants to come home.
You're gonna let him?
No, I hope I can. I do miss him.
Would you...
No, we have children staying at both our houses. Where would we?
Later, Cal whispers to a waiter at a restaurant.
Yes, sir.
Cal removes Adam's headphones as the family heads to a table. Cal approaches Evie.
I want this to be special for Tina, so let me make a fuss up, okay? Do you mind?
No.
Okay. He holds out her chair for her. A waiter holds out a rose for Evie.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you.
And what a beautiful mother to be.
A rose for Tina.
Thanks, Dad. I can't wait till my little guy does stuff like this for me on Mother's Day.
Rachel sinks into her chair. Later, Tina and Lori are getting food at the mall.
One of the girls in my class had her baby. She said it hurt like hell. 10.5 pounds, a boy. He's sort of cute, but so fat, and he has really ugly hair. You're so lucky that Allison's beautiful. I will be able to handle it if Caleb comes out creepy.
But it won't be that important, I promise.
Oh, you're not going to start lecturing me, are you? I'm so tired.
Oh, will you give me a root beer, boy? I'll pay you back.
Lori rolls her eyes as she walks away. She plops the drink down.
You're welcome. You're starting to sound like my mom. Look, ever since your doctor told you to take afternoons off, I mean, I've kind of been waiting for you to offer to take care of Allison for me. And you could be saving me a ton of babysitting money.
You never asked me.
Well, how come it never crossed your mind? I mean, I was hoping that it would occur to you.
You're not my leader. I don't act and think like you.
Well, it wouldn't be so terrible for you to be a little less shallow, maybe a little bit more responsible.
You're not that great either, you know. Allison could use a man in her life. I don't want her growing up depending on some guy. I want to teach Allison to be strong and independent and responsible.
Good for you, but I'm not your kid, so don't lay your trip on me.
Look, you're way too self-centered to be a mom, Tina. You just wait and see how selfish your baby is.
Everybody thinks I'm so stupid. Don't you think
think I know this baby's gonna change my life?
Tina leaves and Lori shakes her head. Later, Tina's lying on a sofa looking at a catalog. She looks out a window to see Evie helping Rachel, who's on crutches with her foot in a cast. Tina rolls her eyes and shakes her head. She slowly stands, then goes to the kitchen. Evie and Rachel enter.
Rachel fractured her ankle.
In two places.
Rachel sits where Tina was sitting.
I was lying there, Rachel. I'm supposed to be resting.
Well, go upstairs and rest. I can't move around too well.
You probably fell because you're so fat.
Look who's talking.
At least I have an excuse.
Oh, some excuse. Be careful.
Get off of my cow.
Ray, are you all right?
Dad.
I'm not kidding, Dad. She just marches in here and takes over my couch.
Would you please make Tina go upstairs? It's too hard for me.
Ray, Tina's pregnant.
Oh, like everyone can't tell?
Come on, Ray. Let us take you upstairs.
No, that's it. I don't want to be in this family anymore. This school gets out, I'm going to go live with Graham.
Rachel.
There won't even be room for me in your van when you add the baby seat. I've always been the fifth wheel, and I can't wait to get out of here.
Ray, you're upset. We'll talk about this later.
None of you should be allowed to have kids. The three of you should start worrying about where you're going to spend eternity.
Rachel leaves, and Cal shakes his head. He looks at Tina, who holds out her hand. Later, Cal and Evie sit in Cal's van.
We're really going to let her go to the farm?
I don't know. Maybe it'll help.
Tina will be so upset if Rachel misses Caleb's birth. And that she wants to take a bus alone to Kansas. I would never have done anything like that at that age.
Well, I think she's just braver. A little more honest than the rest of us. It'll all work itself out. We just have to have faith.
They look at each other.
How come you're always so certain?
Later, Tina and her mom walk down a hallway carrying pillows. They open two doors to a Lamaze class.
Give yourselves a round of applause. Look how far you've come.
You're all on the finish line. You've almost made it. Next week, we'll tour the maternity ward. Come on in, you two.
Hi.
They look at each other as they join the class. After the class, Tina frowns and hands her mom the pillows.
I'll meet you downstairs in five.
She approaches Melody and a nurse as they look into a nursery.
Melody? What's going on?
You need a gown if you're going inside.
She's not coming in.
The nurse touches Melody's shoulders, then leaves. Melody looks at a tiny baby in an incubator.
I had him Tuesday. He's almost 4 weeks early, so he's got to stay here. His name's Andrew, which means strong, but he looks kind of weak, doesn't he?
Tina nods. She hugs Melody. Melody cries on Tina's shoulder. Tina cries too. On the phone.
Lori, I know you probably never want to talk to me again. I'm such a little jerk.
No, you're not. Your hormones are just screwed up.
Oh, I'm getting so scared about giving birth. Melody's baby came early, and he's so tiny.
Look, you'll drive yourself crazy worrying about all the things that can go wrong.
But what if Caleb's sick?
Caleb will be fine.
Oh, you really think so? I'm sorry for what I said to you, Lori. And I promise I'll babysit for Allie.
She woke up again. I gotta go.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
A skater's on TV.
There she is, folks. At just 14, she's the youngest U.S. national champion. And she's going to have to really nail her long program to hold on to her title and have a shot at the world.
Rachel's watching and eating.
She's been skating strongly in spite of last month's knee injury. All this pressure, all these hopes, all weighing in on these young shoulders. Can she stand up to the pressure? We'll soon find out.
A boy on a bike throws a newspaper onto Evie's porch, inside at breakfast.
You've got to eat more, Tina. Remember what Dr. Warshaw said.
I've got to go visit Melody and her baby at the hospital.
Mom won't have time. She's taking me to the doctor.
Who asked you? Lori's taking me.
I think it is so great you were there for Melody, Tina. I am very proud of you.
She kisses Tina's forehead. Rachel frowns as she grabs her crutches and leaves. Rachel's lying on a bench on the front porch when Tina comes out.
Anything I can do to help?
You're one of those ice skating champions. I'd like a big sister who's really famous, not just for getting pregnant at 14.
If you want to be an ice skater, you should go for it, right?
She sits.
Choose what you want.
Like you?
I didn't really choose this. It just happened.
It didn't just happen. You let it happen.
You'll see. When you have your first boyfriend.
I'll never have a boyfriend, and not because I'm fat. I don't want one.
Okay.
I'm never having any babies either.
You might. Don't say never.
People die having babies.
Why did you hear that? Your church youth group?
Holly read it at her mother's doctor's office. 20% of women die while giving birth.
Holly's a twit.
She's my best friend.
Are you scared I might die? Or are you just hoping?
Evie cautiously approaches Cal's shop. Cal looks at some papers, then sees his wife.
Is it time?
Oh, no. Tina's just fine. I just had to drop Norman at a nearby site. And I hadn't been here in so long.
Good to see you. Sit down. Want some coffee?
Are we going to be able to afford this, baby? The hospital alone is $2,000.
Well, we could always go against Ray Wood. I think legally we could attach his assets.
What is Trans Am or his Pompadour? Let's leave him out of this. I don't even want him around.
Well, I told Tina she had to think about getting a part-time job. Along with finishing high school as a condition to our letting her and the baby live with us at home until she graduates.
Are we gonna throw her out then?
You're something, Mev. You okay?
Do you remember how happy we were when we ran this business together before you could afford to hire anyone?
Could always give your old job back. I think you have a lot more fun down at the building department with those guys.
I do enjoy those guys.
You know, the closer I get to 50, the more I understand that I can't do everything, have everything, be everything to you, the kids, my mother, me, no matter how much I want to.
She stares at him. Later, she looks in a mirror. She pulls up her long blonde hair and then lets it fall onto her shoulders. She opens a drawer and pulls out pieces of a quilt. She sorts them on her bed as Tina enters.
Mom, what's all that stuff?
Oh, I don't know. I was just letting myself get excited, thinking I would make my first grandson a quilt for his crib.
Tina smiles.
You know, Mom, if you can forgive me, I bet you could forgive Dad, too.
Evie doesn't look at her. Later, they're putting Rachel on a bus. Tina hugs her, then Rachel boards the bus and turns to look at them.
Okay, I'll see ya. Don't forget about Angus.
Hey, Ray. You know we love you, right? We'll call Sam, okay?
Okay.
She goes to her seat as her parents frown and wave. The bus pulls away. Later, the family is unloading Cal's van.
Adam, put those tools back in the garage, will you?
Sure, Dad.
Did you really have to bring your mother's lamp back, Cal? I didn't miss that one bit.
Tina, Melody, and the other teens leave the trailer behind the school.
Oh, wow. How's Andrew doing?
Oh, bye.
The doctor says it's going to be okay, but
I just don't know about me. Will you start high school in the fall?
I don't know.
Will they let you bring your baby to school?
How will we do homework?
My friend Lori brings the car seat inside, puts it on the floor near her desk, and rocks the baby with her foot. Has Paul seen his baby yet?
I called his mom and told him about Andrew being early and all, but I haven't heard from him or anything. How's Ray?
He's totally gone. And I think I'm, like, just about over him.
Do you feel bad about missing your road graduation?
It's just one of a lot of things I could feel bad about.
Tina shrugs and smiles. Kids are going to the prom.
All you Portland graduates, you made it. Let's party!
Tina's on the porch reading as Cal comes out of the house. He stops in front of her, holding something behind his back.
May I have this dance?
She looks at him.
Don't be weird. I'm way too fat to dance.
He holds out a corsage.
Not to me. I think you're beautiful.
He opens the box and slips the corsage on her wrist. He helps her to her feet, and they slow dance on the porch.
Cause I'm still loving you.
Her cheeks are wet with tears.
Yes, I'm still loving you. I like old dirt roads. I don't like...
Later, Cal's rubbing Evie's feet as they sit on the porch.
Calvin Spangler. You are the sweetest dad on earth.
I hope someday Tina has a man that loves her as much as I love you.
Tina stands in front of a mirror. She lifts her shirt to look at her very pregnant belly. She gently rubs it as Adam approaches and sees her.
Want to feel him kick? It's really cool.
Alrighty then.
He grimaces as he steps closer and puts his hand on her belly.
Feels pretty weird. Does it hurt to have your skin stretched and shiny like that?
No. You just get these creepy looking things called stretch marks. But Lori gave me some cream that, like, helps get rid of them. I'd hate to never wear a bikini again.
Don't you think Ray should have to do something? For having his kid living inside you? Like, pay rent? I'm sorry, teen. But if I got a girl in trouble, I swear I'd stand by her. I really would.
You know what, Adam? You really are a twit. But you're a totally nice twit.
She messes up his hair and smiles. Jane finds Evie smoking in the restroom.
Okay. I haven't smoked in 11 years. But I suddenly realized, after a year of being alone, I'm really terrified. Cal came home to save Tina.
Can't you just be glad to have him back?
I didn't know how lonely I was.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
Jane nods.
Thanks.
Evie follows a fast-moving Tina in a store in the baby section.
Aww. I love that. And a pony.
This is
$10.
Look
up. This one makes music, though.
Okay, now I'm going to have to rest. I never had that much energy when I was that far along.
I always have energy for shopping. Oh, look at the little carriage, Mom. Come on, I want it. Oh,
she pulls Evie to a stroller.
Oh, look at it, Mom. It's so cute. Look. Oh, I love it. Oh,
it works.
Okay, good. Oh, I love it so much. Okay, come on, let's go. Ooh, I got it.
Cal dips a paint roller in blue paint.
Oh, it is beautiful in here. Cal, when did you have time to do all this?
Adam did most of it this morning while Tina was watching Allison. You know, Lori has some kind of exam to take.
You know, Caleb will be the sixth baby to use this bassinet. Hey, look what I got downstairs.
She pulls in a rocking chair.
Here. Yeah, we could set it by the window. And then she can look out here. That'd be nice, don't you think?
He puts his arms around her and kisses her neck. Later in the middle of the night, Evie goes into Rachel's empty room and turns on the light. She leans her head on the doorframe, then touches a mobile as she goes to sit on Rachel's bed. She picks up a framed photo of Rachel and her grandmother. The next day, Lori enters the nursery where Tina's putting things away.
Did you get your crates?
Yeah, I got for you.
That's so great. Where's Allie?
Oh, she's downstairs with your folks. They look like they're rehearsing. It's so sweet in here.
My dad and Adam did it. And my mom put a rocking chair here for me. I washed all the new clothes, the bedding.
Tina frowns as she walks around.
What if I forget to breathe? I thought I was gonna die. All I wanted was Jane. I was screaming for her.
You were?
You know, we're really lucky to have our kind of moms instead of Melody's.
Tina moves a laundry basket full of stuffed animals.
Well, part of me always have to love Ray because it's our baby.
You know, I think of Woody sometimes when I can't stand how hard it is to do it alone. And sometimes Allison, she even looks like him. But I don't think that Ray would have been much help to you. You know, he's not good enough to love either you or your baby.
Tina looks at a stuffed animal. Later, the doctor is checking Tina.
You're dilated 2 centimeters. You're 80% effaced. But the baby's heart rate is a little uneven.
Well, what does that mean?
That's very normal in young mothers. No reason to be concerned. It just means your water probably won't break by itself. If you haven't gone into labor by Monday, I want to induce.
Tina glances at her mom.
Sounds okay to me. I'm ready to let this guy out. Will you be in the delivery room?
There's a good chance. But still, it depends on who's on call.
Adam's playing a small pinball game as a pained Tina rests on the couch. Cal and Evie are rushing around.
Got your stuff.
Thanks, Mom. Don't forget this.
Adam looks up from his game to watch his parents.
All right. Go.
He helps Tina to her feet and they go out the front door. Adam watches as his mom walks out as well, shutting the door behind her. Comes back in.
Call your grandmother right away.
She hurries out. Later at the hospital, Tina's having a contraction. Jane and Lori are there as well.
I can't!
You're doing great, honey.
Shut up! I can't! It hurts!
It's okay, it's okay. It's supposed to
hurt.
Oh, good.
That's a girl.
Cal raises his eyebrows as he steps out of the room. He rubs his eyes and leans back against a wall. Ray and his girlfriend enter the hallway. Cal quickly approaches them.
Get out.
Hey, it's my kid, too.
Not today. Sperm doesn't entirely do much. Now, you and your friend, you go wait in the room down the hall. A nurse will bring him out for you to see.
They glare at each other, then Ray and his girlfriend leave.
Ray, what's going on?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Oh, come on, Tina. Hold on. You are about to meet Caleb. Let's breathe, okay?
Good, Tina.
One,
good.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 128, 129
Once again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1 more, baby. 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, help me out now. One big last push, and you'll bring your son into the world. Okay? Good girl. Good.
Tina falls back in exhaustion. Evie kisses her daughter's forehead.
Hey. Oh, my baby.
Look, baby.
Is he all right?
He's okay.
A nurse wraps him in a blanket that gives him to Tina.
He's perfect.
Later, Cal and Evie are on the floor of the hallway.
Caleb Spanger. It's quite a mouthful. Wonder where she came up with that.
She said it's on account of the Bible, but I believe it's because of you. She wanted another Cal in her life. I cannot imagine a bigger day, except maybe our wedding.
Wish that'd come first.
Me too.
I can't stop thinking that everything will turn out for in the end.
I cannot believe Tina went through labor and delivery before she drove a car. And I can't believe we all came through in one piece.
Later, Tina and Caleb are leaving the hospital in a wheelchair. As they get outside, a cab pulls up in front of the hospital. Evie waves as Rachel and her grandmother get out.
Oh, hi, Grandma.
Hi, darling.
Hello.
Oh, look,
hi.
You look thinner.
So do you.
In slow motion, the family smiles down at the baby.
I don't have any idea what's going to happen to me, but for the rest of my life, I'm going to be somebody's mother. Whether I want it or not. Babies are nice, if you're ready. But it takes a lot to care about somebody else. More than you care about yourself. Especially when you're still a kid.
Executive Producer Diana Carew.